Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And it is Friday night at 10 o'clock. And that could only mean one thing, everybody. Completely open phones. Yep. Anything you'd like to talk about? Anything we talked about this week? Anything we didn't talk about enough? Started to do Whitman's impersonation of me. Call us here and we'll put you on the air. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Again, our main number, 520-9710. This comes out of Tampa, Florida. Listen to this, and I hope that this catches on here in Southern California. But a Florida condo is banking on clothing optional pool to increase sales. Comes out of
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Ernie, can you believe that? Times have changed, man.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I think it does matter. Tampa, Florida, free upgrades and paid closing costs, not enough incentive to buy a condo in a sluggish housing market? Well, how about a nude swimming and bathing pool? Yes, look at you. The developers of Arbors at Branch Creek, a Tampa condo conversion, are hoping a clothing optional pool will attract buyers. We know there are people out there who will enjoy this new addition, said Christine Perkle, director of the condominium complex. It's just become more accepted, and people want this option, and I think these condos are going to start selling. Now, the people who do live at these, who already live at these in these condos, some of them have kids, and some of them really pissed off about it, but most of the people are thrilled. Because they have two huge pool areas, and one of them is going to be cordoned off. They're going to put trees around it and shrubs and big fences you can't peer in from your apartment. And it's going to be a clothing optional place at your apartment or at your condo complex. It's going to be like going to, living at Mandalay Bay. Who wouldn't love that? All right. Completely open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Doug in Covina, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
All right.
All right.
Did you hear about the bank robbery?
No.
This guy goes in and he robs a bank. And he tells the teller, something, you were too slow, and he shoots the teller. And he turns around, and there's this big line of people that were waiting behind him. He walks up to the first guy, and he says, "Hey, did you see me rob this bank?" And the guy says, "Well, yeah, I did." Bang, he shoots him. Comes up to the next guy and he says, "Hey, did you see me rob the bank?" And the guy points over his shoulder and says, "No, but my wife did."
That's pretty good, dude. All right, very All right. good. All
okay.
right, there he goes, everybody. Nick in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim, huge fan.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, brother. Hey, do you think it's possible for you to replay the O'Reilly Factor bit where he just goes off on his crew for apparently messing him up?
Oh yeah, we got that somewhere.
That was hilarious, man. That O'Reilly, he's a character.
So. Well, do it live.
Hey, by the way, have you ever said did you see it on YouTube?
Did I see it? No, I didn't see it on YouTube. I heard it on your show first. Are
yeah.
you kidding?
But you got to check it on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and check out. Put in Bill O'Reilly swears or goes nuts, and there's video of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. I'll check that out tonight.
And he's going apes.
All right.
Is that why you originally called?
Say again?
Is that why you originally called?
Well, yeah, that and to say I'm a huge fan and keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
It. All right.
You're
Take care. There he goes, everybody. All right, Bob in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you? Robert.
Beelzebub.
Pardon me?
Beelzebub?
Your Beelzebub?
Yeah, you think our bank day is a little chicken bearded.
Just my dad. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, the other thing is go check my monkey shorts.
This actually sounds like my Uncle Tom, who enjoys the dry martinis every once in a while. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
We thank you for calling, young man.
Yes, I'll keep my ATM ADD under my moose the guzzle.
Actually, you know what? I sort of like this. I was going to hang up on you because I thought, you know, it was pretty dull. But you're like a homeless guy yelling on a corner in a megaphone. And, you know, you always shut the radio off and you turn your window down a little just to see what the guy's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the election this year?
Well, I think all the time I'm waiting for the sender of the incorporator to Ellis, my outhouse.
All right, Gina, please. This guy sounds a little too old for you, but I'll get his number if you really want it. I mean, if that's what you want.
I just haven't had a guy that really stimulates my brain and really challenges me like this in a long time, and I'm really excited that he's on the phone.
Hey, Bob, would you be willing to have dinner with Gina Grad?
I mean, I should buzz around here and prove here that it wouldn't make any difference.
But would you be willing? Like, I'll pay for it if you go to, like, IHOP or Sizzler, and Gina just wants to have a meal with you. Would you do it?
Oh, you think I should go over to your IHOP here?
Yeah, would you do it?
Oh, I guess.
All right. Gina, you in?
I'm in.
I'm the best matchmaker in radio. All right, Bob, you're a big stud, man.
Okay.
All right, there he goes, everybody. I like that guy. Oh, man, that guy's beautiful. Completely insane. And I think that's what everybody's looking for in Los Angeles. But you do that? I mean, like, let's say, you know, you're riding through, West Hollywood or Hollywood or whatever. And there's a homeless guy in the street, and he's got a Bible and a megaphone. And you're at a stoplight. Don't you turn your radio off and roll your window down a little?
You know what? I have a knee-jerk reaction anytime anyone's yelling anything. I don't care if it's hate speech or whatever.
Right.
I always honk and give them the thumbs up. I don't care what they're talking about.
Yeah, I like it too. And there should be more of it. There's not enough homeless guys with megaphones yelling on corners. They used to be plentiful. You could see them all the time. And I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure if they... you know, homeless guys are spending money on booze now instead of megaphones or what. But it was always interesting to see these guys, yelling. I love guys yelling. Angry as hell. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Completely open phones here on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Let's talk to a John in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you, Tim?
All right, man.
I just want to say great work. Gina's really cool every time I've called. But, hey... Farshad, you need to get him on the back on the show, man.
Are you Persian?
Number one. He is the number one guest you have ever had. Farshad Fridays.
Yeah, he is number one, man.
What's up? Are you guys going to put him back on pretty soon, you think?
You know what? We get, when he's on, a lot of people call up and say he's not Persia.
I can't believe it.
He's not Persian, but I believe the guy is.
Well, you know... I'll tell you what, man. I've downloaded that thing just for so many people, and like I've got all my friends saying everything is number one. I'm not even kidding you, man. If you guys put him on, I need to be notified. So
all right. Well, you know what? Do us a favor. Email Randy Wang here at conwayshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we might have him on. I talked to him yesterday on the phone. We might have him on next week or the following week, and we'll email you and tell you when he's going to be on.
Does he really have a place in Hervine?
Yeah, he has a house in Hervine, and everything is number one.
Hey, man.
You know what? Let me try to call him on the phone, because I know the guy's number, okay?
If you could put him on.
All right. Hold on one sec. I'll try to hook you up with him, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right. Let me see if I can get a hold of him here, because let's see. Now, I got to talk to him off the air. Is this off the air? Let me talk to him off the air here real quick. Is that off the air? Can you take it off the air? Oh, wait. Hold on one second here, dude. All right. Hold on. All right, is that off the air now? Okay, it's still on the air? All right. All right, I got to talk to him off the air because sometimes he gets pissed. We just throw him on the air. But we'll try to get him on for you, John, and sometime like in the next 20 minutes or so. You there? Let's put John back up here. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Hold on one second. During the break, I'm going to try and get him, okay?
Okay, you want me to hold on?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, bro.
All right. I'm going to write his number down for you, Randy. Can you call him and try to put him on? All right, you know his number? Okay, I'll write it down for you here. All right, but don't give this to anybody because I swear to God, he'll sue me. He gets pissed. Can you read it from there? All right, I'll take the microphone. Hold on one second. All right, this is important because this guy is one of the funniest guys around. You got that? You can read that? All right. This is a guy we've had on the show before. His name is Farshad, and he's Persian, and he's the greatest guy around. But when we do put him on the air, and all of a sudden, sometimes he gets pissed, especially if he's been drinking. But he really is great. He's the most upbeat guy around. Everything is number one with him, and he's got a place down in Irvine. You got him? All right, try to get him. All right, let's talk to Josh here in Venice while waiting for Farshad. Josh, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Hey,
how are you?
You. All right.
I've been listening for a while, many years, and I gotta ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you consider yourself a good judge of comedy? You probably do. I've heard you say it before.
Yeah, I don't think I myself am not the funniest guy on the planet, but I'm an excellent judge of comedy.
Judge. Yeah. So, in your honest opinion,
yes.
Like I said, I've been listening for a while.
Yes.
Do you think that this show has as much comedic value as when Whitman was on it? Be honest. Do you think it's as funny?
I think it probably isn't as funny.
Okay.
But I think that the moments, like with Arsenio Hall, is great.
Right.
And I think that it gets close to what it used to be.
Okay.
But I think that Brian Whitman did add a lot to the show.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you.
I never thought I'd get that out of you. That's crazy, man. I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being honest with you, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's
hey,
great.
Listen, I always called the guy the world's greatest impersonator.
Right.
Through his ups and downs, you know, through his, the depression that he experienced over the loss of his parents, which was, very traumatic.
Of course.
Through the highs. And I always told the dude that, listen, you know, there are guys in Vegas and there are guys on TV who are not as good as Brian Whitman when it comes to impersonations.
Oh, yeah.
And, I missed the guy, sitting here.
You two are the best. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll be back one day. Who knows?
All right.
Oh, you're a big stud,
cool.
Man.
All right.
All right. John in Huntington Beach. You back with us, man?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
All right. I got a treat for you here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you're making my life, not even my night, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the city of Irvine, it is Farshad, everybody.
Oh, what are you guys calling me at this hour?
This John in Huntington Beach is the biggest fan of Farshad. Everything is number one.
Farshad, not everything is number one. Farshad is number one. John, you sound like nice guy, maybe number one guy. Why are you crazy? What Farshad is your number one guy? Tell everybody.
No, hey, it's already been done, and done, man. I swear. This is an honor. It really is.
Well, Farshad loves women. He loves being with girls. The guys love Farshad.
I love you, Farshad.
Who's that?
Oh.
Hey, this is one of your number one fans over here in Irvine, also.
Are you? What's her name?
Oh, we're in Irvine.
You're in Irvine?
Well, near Irvine. We're in Huntington Beach.
Farshad is Master Irvine. He's number one. Is that Gil Persia?
Hey, real quickly, Farshad, what are you driving nowadays?
Farshad got new wheels on... Oh, nothing. 850 Beamer, black, with spinners.
Wow, spinners.
It's a classic.
Now, do you have the light package around your license plate and underneath the car?
You got the light package. The police pulled the guy over yesterday, the other day, and when he sees Farshad business cards, he says, oh, my God, you are the guy, the number one. Farshad, I can't give you tickets. No tickets. You go. And he says, drive faster as you want. Anything you want.
Hey, our screener and producer, Gina Grad, has a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Farshad.
Hello, Gina.
Hi, I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
My dad has to go to this oof-roof at the temple, and he said I could bring somebody, but I don't know anyone who would want to go to synagogue with me. Would you go to temple with me next Saturday?
You know, Farshad is not religious. He is not the Jewish. He is not Muslim. He is just lover of earth and life. But Gina, I'm gonna go with you with the Farshad on the whatever you're saying.
Wow.
Oh my God! My dad's gonna be so excited.
I'm gonna tell him the mazel tov.
Your dad's gonna kill you.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Thank you, Farshad.
You know you're gonna love it because Temple Beth Israel in the Valley is number one.
Oh, Farshad loves the number one. He loves the number one restaurant, women, synagogue.
Good. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Farshad. We got to take a break here, but can you sing us something in your native tongue before we go to a break?
Can you give me background music a little bit? Just get the Farshad in the motion.
All right, we'll give you a little background music, and then you can belt something out for us. Here we go. All right, dude, you're a mess. All right, thanks for coming on, buddy.
I love that John in the Irvine. Yeah. Give that guy my phone number.
All right.
Give that guy my phone number.
All right, and he's number one, huh?
Number one.
Okay. All right, thanks for coming on, Farshad. All right, there he goes, man. Sounds like Farshad's been drinking tonight, man. All right, we'll try to get Farshad in studio. It's tough on his cell phone. We'll try to get him in studio the next couple weeks. One of the funniest guests we've ever had on our show. All right, completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Open phones right here on 97.1 Free FM.